The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and I'm so pleased that you joined us for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to talk about one of the most common pain conditions that affects humankind, that mainly being headaches. Next to back pain and neck pain, headaches is probably the third most common pain condition that people seek out my help and assistance for. Headaches can be debilitating. They can ruin your quality of life. They can affect your relationships. They can affect your work. They can affect your sleep. And they certainly are very trying, and they are a menace to our society. So we want to talk about these headaches today and what can be done to help bring you answers, to bring you relief, and to hopefully give you some better quality of life back. You know, I always like to look at pain of any kind as I kind of equate it to it's your body's check engine light. You're driving down the road and that light comes on your dash, says check engine. And so what do we know most people do? Well, we usually take it to our local mechanic and have him check under the hood and run some diagnostics and hook it up to the computer to see what's wrong. A foolish thing to do would be to take a piece of tape or a piece of paper and cover that check engine light up so you don't see it. Yet, when it comes to pain in America, that's precisely what most people are doing. In other words, what I'm trying to get at is they take a pill. I have a headache, I have a backache, I have a neck ache, my foot hurts, my knee hurts. I'm going to take a pill and I'm going to cover up or mask that pain. And I don't dispute that approach does provide symptomatic relief, but it's not getting to the root cause. And the root cause is what you want to get to if you are looking for long-term solutions. We live in a pill-popping society in America. We have a pill for everything that ails us, but the common denominator of all those pills is they're usually not fixing anything. They are simply providing temporary relief at best, and also have a great chance of negative, unwanted side effects. And so I encourage all people with pain of any kind, look to find the cause. Yeah, if you need something in the short term to get some relief, fine, but actually go listen to what your body's telling you, get that check engine light checked out, and try to figure out what the cause is, and then treat that. On our last episode of Treat the Cause, we talked about structural causes and functional causes of headaches. Structural, meaning something is imbalanced, misaligned, too tight, restricted, whatever it might be, in usually the jaw or the neck. And a lot of those nerves in the upper neck go up into the head, so imbalances, misalignments in the vertebra there can cause pressure or irritation on the nerves and cause pain to go up into the head. people with jaw problems, people that clench and grind their teeth, people that wake up with headaches. Many times that's a sign of a jaw problem. People that have clicking and popping, or their jaw locks, or they get a headache right in their temple. Well, that muscle in the temporal is the temporalis muscle, which is hooked to the jaw. So those are examples of structural causes of headaches that we talked about. And we talked about how that is where chiropractic really shines in helping people to address some of these underlying structural imbalances and causes. And we're going to share a case or two coming up in today's show that will talk about how this approach was successful in helping these patients relieve their headache symptoms. And then we talked about some common functional causes or imbalances in the body that can contribute to headaches. We talked about hormonal imbalances, how that can have a great impact on many patients that have headaches and be the root cause. We talked about food sensitivities and how certain foods, if one has a sensitivity to them, can trigger and or cause headaches. And then we talked about nutrient deficiencies and how certain nutrients, if they are deficient in the human body, can cause and or exacerbate headaches. So we're going to talk about actual cases today, patients that had these different types of causes, how we discovered them, how we treated them, and their response to treatment. So hopefully this will give you an idea that there is likely hope for your particular headache situation to get some much needed relief and to actually fix the problem. If you got a question for us, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. When you look at our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab called Treat the Cause. If you click on that, you'll see archives to many of our past episodes, several topics to choose from there. I'm pretty sure you'll find one that interests you or that you can relate to, or maybe you have a friend or a neighbor or a family member that is suffering from one of those conditions outlined there. And we want these episodes to be informative, educational, inspirational, and we hope we're providing that service to you. Also, if you look at our website, you will find a tab for functional medicine. Functional medicine is something I am board certified in. It's something I'm passionate about. Functional medicine is all about helping people find root causes of their health problems. So click on that tab, learn more about this functional medicine approach. And like I said, if you have questions, 507-752-7650 is our number. Let's run through some cases. Let's give you some real live examples of patients from my own clinic that we've treated over the years with various causes of headaches. The first gal, she's a 38-year-old female. I've been in clinical practice about 19 years now, approaching 20, will be in April of 2020. She was a patient of mine all the way back in my first couple of years of practice. So she's 38 now, so she was about 20 years old when she came to me at that time. And she had had pretty much daily headaches for up to a year at that point. And she had tried medications, she tried some massage therapy. She could get some relief with medication, but it was only temporary, and the next morning she'd wake up, next day she'd have headaches again. And she had a pretty classic pattern for what I call a structural headache. She'd kind of get this pain that would start in the right mid to upper side of her neck, and the pain then would start there and would build, and then it would gradually go up into her head, up above her ear, up towards her temple, up towards her eye. And that was her typical pattern. Occasionally she'd feel some pain on the left side, but typically start in the neck with forward migration. So right then and there, as a new patient, I'm thinking, this is likely a structural headache coming from the neck. So we did a good chiropractic evaluation on her, found a couple, three very key imbalances or misalignments in her upper neck and coming down her spine, kind of between her shoulder blades. Of course, she's tight and tender in some of the neck muscles, in the base of the skull, and in the upper trapezius across the shoulders and kind of between the shoulder blades, classic patterns. And so what did we do? Well, we gave her good chiropractic adjustments because this was going to help to correct some of these imbalances, these misalignments that were found. And her, I don't want to say her recovery was miraculous. It was not miraculous, but it was great. It was awesome. She went from having daily headaches to, after a few adjustments, the headaches were gone. And she could go for a month or two at a time with no headache at all. And to this day, she's one of those people, she comes in just every so often, probably every month and a half to 2 months. And she's kind of a stressful job. And she needs an adjustment just every so often to kind of bring things back into balance because of the stressors of life, and kind of kicks things out there. And she gets adjusted, headaches are gone again. She's good for a month and a half, 2 months. And so this is a classic example of somebody, structural headaches, she needed good chiropractic work. It addressed the root causes of the problem there, substantial relief, and she continues to get relief to this day with just occasional chiropractic treatment. Another gal I'm treating recently, she's a pretty young gal. She's in her mid-20s. She's a working mom, kind of a stressful job, a couple young kids at home, and she comes into me referred by her local dentist with jaw pain, headaches, and neck pain. She has substantial pain in one side of her jaw. She has clicking of it. Sometimes it locks where she can't get it fully closed. She has headaches in her temple. She has pain in her neck and at the base of her skull. And her dentist refers her because he realizes that she's probably got some structural imbalances going on. And so we evaluate her jaw. We evaluate her neck. And she admits to clenching or grinding her teeth at night some. Her husband has kind of noted she does that. She tends to wake up with headaches first thing in the morning, right in her temples. That's a dead ringer for a jaw problem in a lot of people. And when we examine her, she's got tightness, tenderness in her jaw muscles, her neck muscles. She has imbalances or misalignments in her neck. She has a jaw, when she opens, it pops and it significantly deviates one direction. And classic case, structural imbalances. She needed good chiropractic work. So we co-managed this case with her dentist. We provided chiropractic adjustments to her neck and gently to her jaw. We worked on these muscles. And then we sent her back to her dentist and told her, hey, get something to wear at night, a mouth guard that's designed for your mouth to help to minimize clenching and grinding at night. And, you know, with the chiropractic treatment, she started to see a reduction of her neck pain, her jaw pain, her headaches almost right away. And as of her last appointment, just a week or two here ago, she's been now gotten the mouth guard and wearing that. And she says, wow, this is the best I have felt for months. Because we're correcting and addressing some of those structural imbalances that have occurred in her. So this is bread and butter. This is 50-60% of people that have headaches. This is what they have. They have jaw pain, they have neck pain, they have tension in their shoulders and upper neck area, they have misalignments, and they don't need more pills. They need good chiropractic treatment and evaluation, and that's going to greatly eliminate or reduce many of their headache problems. But you get about 40% of people that have headaches that it's like, wow, it's not structural. You can, they don't maybe have much for neck pain, and when you examine their neck, there's some minimal problems, nothing major there. You examine their jaw and they have good function there. And so this next patient was a young gal. She's in her 20s. She's does missionary work. She's raising support for that. And she has headaches every day. Constant low-grade headache every moment of every day. And she's already under chiropractic treatment elsewhere. She lives about 3 hours away from here. She's under good chiropractic treatment, but her treating chiropractor needed somebody that did decompression therapy to further work on her neck. So she came to me for that. But when we examined her, when we talked to her, we realized she always had worse headaches around every time she'd have her monthly menstrual cycle. And when it would be time for her to menstruate, whammo. Intensification of the headaches and significant worsening of her headache symptoms. So we knew there had to be not only some structural imbalances, but probably some hormonal imbalances in this case. So we did some salivary hormone testing on her, and we found some interesting things. We found, well, number one, her cortisol levels were too low. That's her stress hormone. In other words, her body wasn't producing enough cortisol to offset the effects of stress in her life. She also had elevated DHEA levels, which is a hormone that also comes from the adrenal glands like cortisol. And DHEA is very important for hormone production of the female hormones such as estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. We also then looked at those levels. We looked at her estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, and what did we find? Well, her progesterone levels way too low, and she had what would be called estrogen dominance, and that's the pattern I typically see, especially in females that have headaches that are exacerbated by their menstrual cycle, is typically they are estrogen dominant and progesterone deficient. Well, so we knew what we needed to do here. We had to support her adrenal glands some, help her cortisol levels to come up, to get the DHEA levels a little bit down because she was overproducing testosterone or estrogen because of that. So we worked on balancing her adrenals. We gave her something to help kind of stimulate her body's own natural production of progesterone. And that was the key with this young gal. The chiropractic work she had was helpful. The decompression therapy to her neck to kind of free that up was helpful. But once we started to get her hormones in line and on balance, she made a great improvement. And her headaches are not gone, but they are drastically reduced in intensity and frequency. And she feels like she has much greater quality of life back. Third case, or fourth case I want to share, this is an older gal. She's currently in her 70s. She's had migraine headaches most of her life. She's been under chiropractic care most of her life for neck and back issues and these headaches, and it does provide her some degree of relief. But I suspected that she potentially had some food sensitivities because she had some other sinus type issues and some digestive issues that were going on. And so we did a test on her called an ALCAT test, which is a very specific blood test that looks at food sensitivities. And we found a few key things that were very important for her. She had a sensitivity to dairy, to eggs, and a few other miscellaneous foods. But this was the real ticket for her in getting to the bottom of her migraine headaches. Once she kind of cleaned some of these foods up in her diet, eliminated these, voila, she went from having severe migraines to not real frequent, but you know, a couple, three a month, to now she can go months at a time without having a migraine, and they've become very rare, very infrequent in her life. And it was all because she had undetected, undiagnosed food sensitivities. That was the root cause. Finally, I want to just review the literature of what it says about nutrient deficiencies. So if you look up headaches that are associated with nutrient deficiencies, you'll find a few studies that have shown a few key deficiencies can contribute most likely to headaches. These are vitamin D, vitamin B2 or riboflavin, and magnesium, which is a mineral. If a person is deficient in those, that can be a cause of headaches. So this gal that I was just talking about that had food sensitivities, we also did some blood testing on her to look at deficiencies, and we did indeed find she had a vitamin D deficiency, and she was low in magnesium. So we supported those along with cleaning up her diet. And the final thing in nutrient deficiencies you don't want to overlook is water. Studies show if you don't have proper levels of hydration, that can be a cause of headaches. And it's such a simple thing, but it's overlooked. So with our patients, we can do hormone testing. We can do food sensitivity testing. We can do micronutrient testing to look to see what the underlying root cause is. We do a good chiropractic workup. Is there a structural imbalance? We can do a good functional medicine workup to look for some of these other things based upon the case history and what we feel will be most beneficial in testing for that patient. The bottom line is this. I hope these case studies and these examples give you ideas of what some of the root causes are, how to properly test for those, and what a dramatic difference that can make in somebody's life once you find and identify the root cause. We got way too many people out there that are needlessly living with headaches. They're living with chronic pain, and literally help can be right down the road. If you're living with headaches or know someone who's living of headaches, give this information some time to set in and take some action on it, because it can make all the difference. Again, if you have a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Finally, I want to talk about our next episode of Treat the Cause. With our work with functional medicine, we see so many people with various digestive disorders. And in the past, I've talked about things like irritable bowel syndrome or SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. We've shared cases of people that have ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. But I want to talk about a couple of other common digestive disorders that so many people suffer with, namely ulcers, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, which its primary symptom is heartburn. And we're going to talk about what are the root causes of some of these, how to properly test to get to these root causes, and then we're going to share some clinical pearls and some non-drug, non-surgical ways to address these types of problems. I don't know if you know this, but recently the FDA pulled Zantac off the market. It's been on the market for years for treating some of this stuff because it has a cancer-producing agent and it's carcinogenic. And so there's better ways than to just pound down antacids and take your Tums and take your Rolaids and stuff. There are great solutions out there for these types of conditions. So if you got digestive problems, if you have reflux, heartburn, ulcers, things like that, stay tuned for our next episode of Treat the Cause. It'll air on October 26th on KLGR. We look forward to bringing you that episode. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We look forward to talking to you next time. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.